What, sorry?
Iron Man.
I don't know who's going to win the war between America and Iran, but I suspect it's going to be Lockheed Martin. Have I ever played disc golf? No, heterosexual. That feels like a sort of a gay chat-up line from a bygone era. You know, because it hasn't been legal that long to be a gay man, so you've gone disc golf. You might as well have said, I'm sorry, has that cum on your moustache? Do you eat ass? Oh, he's already offered very kindly. No, thank you. I've already eaten. No, I don't eat, but I do talk shit, so I don't know. Does that suit come in men's sizes? You know I can see you. I'm 6 foot tall with a 30-inch waist. You, my friend, are a blob. Mom, why did you stand up? You're proud of that? What are you wearing, fucking turquoise? Hang on. He's got a turquoise shirt on, which I think is a sartorial way of saying, disc golf, anyone?
Why is British food shit?
Why is British food shit? I think it's pretty good. It depends where you go, sir. Where have you been? Where were you in London? You've never been? No. Well, I mean, we've got Jamie Oliver, and we've got Gordon Ramsay, and we've got Heston Blumenthal, some of the greatest Michelin-starred chefs in the world. You've got your own. You've got Ronald McDonald and Wendy, and the Burger King, which I think goes some way towards explaining why you're such a fat cunt. That's all right. He's taken that on the chins. You love the word wanker. Okay. She says hi. Putting people together. Favorite kind of music?
Yes.
I've got quite sort of broad taste, but I like probably The Killers is my favorite band. I don't know. But, yeah. I like Morrissey a great deal. Indie rock and roll for me. What about you? What do you like?
Classic rock.
Classic rock, of course you fucking do.
She's from Staten Island.
No.
She's from Staten Island? How dare you, sir? I don't even know if you're allowed to say that these days. You allowed to say that?
Morrissey versus The Cure.
Morrissey versus The Cure? Morrissey all day long, my friend. I saw him live like last year. It was un-fucking-leavable. If you ever get the chance, go. It's unbelievable that he didn't cancel. He has cancelled a lot of gigs, but in fairness, he's fucking Morrissey. What do you want?
Boston or New York comedy?
What's better, Boston or New York comedy?
Austin!
Wow. You're such a brave boy. You've overcome so much. And now look, he's out with a carer.
Austin! Nothing coming.
The little retarded boy that could. Proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Austin. Up then, comedy.
What's the secret to being a great, I'd be honored if you thought I was a great comedian, but I think it's probably, it's self-assignment. Comedy's taught me everything I know about life, right? Life is self-assignment. You know, what's the metric you judge it on? Well, you decide. So I write jokes every day. I'm gonna tell some new jokes at the end of the show. That's it, just fucking decide what work you're gonna do and do it. The life that you want is on the other side of the work you're avoiding.
Stanley Kubrick, what do you think about him?
What do I think about Stanley Kubrick? I think he was maybe he's a genuine artist. There's a lot of filmmakers, a genuine artist, and I also think he filmed the moon landings. I think he filmed the rehearsals. Obviously, it was the middle of the Cold War when they landed on the moon. They didn't just go up there and go, just take a camcorder, Neil, do your best. So the fake moon landings were real, they were just the rehearsals. And Kubrick used the lenses from the moon landings on every film he made after Barry Lyndon. The NASA didn't have a fucking yard sale afterwards. That's how they paid him. Anyway.
If you could have partied with any Saturday Night Live cast, who would it have been?
If I could have partied with any Saturday Night cast, who would it have been? I think it would have been... It's a fucking tough question. Because obviously, Belushi, you would go, yeah, but you might end up dead. You could very much be face down in a swimming pool going, that was a hell of a night out. Go on, I love Dan Aykroyd. I kind of love the quirkiness of Dan Aykroyd. It's a fucking amazing show.
You're doing so many shows every year. Are you still enjoying every one of them, or is it more routine for you?
Can someone get me ice, please? I don't think nothing about that sounded legal to me. It's literally, you know, when people say living the dream, that's the expression, right? People say living the dream. I dreamt of this. I dreamt of being an international touring comic, and I cannot tell you how glamorous it feels to be playing America. It's fucking incredible for me. So it's never. It's also. This bit of the show, obviously, I write jokes. I want to always write jokes, because that's kind of my love language is one-liners. And I want there to be 300 jokes in a show that you can enjoy and you laugh and the dopamine and all the rest of that. But also this bit, chatting to people live, is what keeps it very fresh for me. So, because every show's different. But, now, let's find out if he can stay in America. Where are you from, my friend?
Russia.
You're from Russia? Oh. Right. Now, I don't know how to break this to you, but we had a cold war and we're now in a hot peace. No sleeper cell for you. Go on, that guy there, where the bald guy. What's?
Do you like Eddie Izzard?
Do I like Eddie? Yeah, I like Eddie. We spent a bit of time together. Susie now, but yeah. He, she is, yeah. Big influence on me early on. Go on, what's that? Do I like spicy food? Yes, I do like spicy food. It's ever so nice. Gad Saad explained it to me recently. Do you know Gad Saad? Brilliant Lebanese Darwinian evolutionist. He won't like this, it's not funny, but... But spicy food, if you think about where the food is spiciest, it's from the hottest regions. It's to kill pathogens. So if you go to Mexico and you go to India, it's the same level of spice because they're on the same longitude. Weird, but true. It's also why you get morning sickness, is pathogens. When you're building the baby's organs, in those weeks you get morning sickness because it's a sensitivity to pathogens, goes through the roof. It's a feature, not a bug. You should never take medication for morning sickness. You're meant to feel sick and get sick, because if you get sick in those weeks, that's how a congenital heart problem happens. Anyway. Big jokes. You've got my friend on a t-shirt. That's fucking, that's such a nice thing to do, man. He's got a picture of Sean Locke on his t-shirt. It's a very... What does it say? could yeah. That's very cool. That's a fucking that's fucking excellent, man. Thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate it. That's such a I'll tell you one quick Sean Locke story. So Sean Locke's a guy I worked with for like 16 years, and he was fucking great. He's no longer with us. But first time I ever met him was in Kilkenny, the comedy festival. And I'd never seen him live before. It was like 23, 24 years ago. I'd just started comedy. He'd been going a bit longer. I snuck in the back of the room, and the first thing I ever heard Sean say on stage was, "How do you stop a dog from humping your leg? Pick it up, suck its cock." No, it works. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.